Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Missouri Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And, Kyle, luckily we've got a game to talk about this week, and actually, two, you know, last week's game and the upcoming game. So it's a little bit better than our bye week. So let's start off with that last week's game. It was a must-win game. They did win it. Yep. It just wasn't great the way they won it. I mean, that 17-14 win over Vandy, no one's going to be – you know, throwing in the tape of that game anytime soon and go, let's watch that one again, because, my, that was fun.
Yeah, we've been talking the last few weeks about how Missouri was one play away.
Sure.
In each of those past three losses, and they finally got the play. They got the fourth down stop where, you know, late in the game,
right,
it looks like Vanderbilt's going to drive down and get the final score to take the win. Instead, you know, a third down pass is overturned from being a first down to a fourth and short, and they get the fourth down stop. There it is. You win the game.
Right.
You made the one play.
Exactly.
And that's the difference,
right,
for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah. The funny part is I don't think any of us thought it was maybe going to come down to something like that after we watched that, like, that first Missouri drive of the game where it just seemed like it was so easy. And it was,
right,
kind of like we thought, you know, Vanderbilt was no good, and we thought they'd have no problems moving the ball against them, and they didn't that first drive. And Luther Burden gets involved and gets a touchdown, and you're like, look at this. This is how this is supposed to work. So what happened after that that didn't keep it going that way?
Yeah, well, welcome back, Luther Burden.
Right.
You know, in the first half.
And sure.
Didn't get a target in the second half, so, you know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, could be part of it. Missouri's offense looked pretty good in the first half. They, I think, gained something like 230 yards before the break and then had 70-ish after. You know, that was, I think, the first time Missouri scored on the opening possession of a game this year. So, this, you know, usually a football team will script its first 20 plays or so.
Right.
And those usually haven't been going very well for Missouri, and they did this week, so
yep,
that's a good sign. Yeah, I'm not really sure what the major change was. It just eventually stopped. You know, Missouri looked, like I said, pretty good in the first half. That first drive looked very easy. The other touchdown drive looked pretty easy. And then the field goal drive to end the half was fantastic.
Sure.
I mean, you get,
yep,
an interception with under 2 minutes left in the end zone to stop Vanderbilt from scoring before the break. And then you come back, attack the sideline over and over and over again.
Right.
With under 2 minutes, and you're able to come out with a field goal. That was,
yeah,
exactly what that drive needed to look,
sure,
like. That was,
sure,
fantastic.
Yep.
And then the second half, they just couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and I think that's the most perplexing part, because it's not like, you know, Vandy had, you know, three or four guys sitting out for suspension for the first half and came back in the second,
right,
half. It's the same crew. You've got kind of the same thing. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously we probably weren't ever going to see a replacement come in for Brady Cook, but I think a lot of us were thinking 17-0 at halftime. We're thinking, hey, maybe something happens here. Maybe we get to see somebody different, and then we didn't.
So,
and then not only did he not get that chance at the beginning, then the whole second half made it that we were never going to see backups.
So, Coach Drinkwitz was asked about that after the game, because he had come out and said, "Yeah, there's a plan to get Sam Horn in that game,
sure,
in his first reps this year." And even, you know, especially at halftime, it seemed like, yeah, all right, let's go out, maybe put up another touchdown, and then we'll have Sam Horn come in. And, you know, with a 17-0 lead, a three-score lead going into the second half, maybe just let him have the second half if you're going to do it. But, you know, that first drive of the second half, or the first offensive drive, is the one where South Carolina has a defensive back hurdle Cody Schrader in the backfield and lead to a strip sack.
Or Vanderbilt, yeah.
Vanderbilt, yeah.
Yep.
Has you know, strip sack, fumble into the end zone for,
right,
a touchdown,
yep,
and now it's a 2 or 10 point game.
Yeah.
Looks a lot different.
It sure does.
So maybe, you know, if they had instead scored a touchdown on that drive, gone up 24-0, then we get Sam Horn. But if you're going to put him in a 3-score lead in the second half, maybe just give him the second half.
Right. And I think, too, it almost seemed like, and don't get me wrong, that was a fantastic play by the Vandy player.
Oh,
that was one of those where,
best plays I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was a crazy athletic play that you go. It almost seemed like that play turned the whole tide of the second half. It just almost seemed like after that, it was almost like Missouri was so fixated on, did you see that, or how did that guy do that, that they just were discombobulated the whole rest of the way, because the offense just never seemed like it had a flow after that.
And the pressure definitely seemed to ramp up in the second half from Vanderbilt's defense. Brady Cook was running around a bit more than he was in the first half.
Yeah.
I think got sacked like 5 times in the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a consistent problem. The offensive line doesn't look great for large stretches of the season so far, and that came up again. So, but yeah, that play, the momentum that shifted with that touchdown seemed to kind of be the moment where it went, okay, Missouri's offense isn't going to do anything now.
Right. So I guess the biggest thing is you say, hey, at least they held on. At least they survived. Again, it was the kind of the game we were pointing
almost
to.
Almost didn't, but
yeah,
did.
Almost didn't, but did. And we felt like if that game went south, then the season goes south in a hurry. You're still got stuff to salvage at this point, but one of those games that we were looking at a couple weeks ago is, hey, we've got a nice little two-game lull there where things aren't quite as tough. Well, now all of a sudden,
South Carolina's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. So now, you know, we're playing today at South Carolina, 3 o'clock game, SEC Network. All of a sudden now, South Carolina has risen to the ranks of the ranked now. So they're ranked 25th now, and it's you know, they're all of a sudden, where a couple of weeks ago they were scuffling, now they're 5-2, and it looks like they've got things on the upswing.
On a 4-game winning streak that includes Kentucky.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's South Carolina, it turns out, but Shane Beamer's got that program, I guess, sitting pretty and moving in the right direction, because, yeah, last year looked like, again, you know, another mediocre South Carolina team. The
right.
First couple of weeks looked like it was probably going to be something similar, and
yep,
these last four, they've looked really strong. Nothing's elite about them,
right?
Right? Like, it's not an incredible offense, it's not an incredible defense, they're pretty good on special teams, but it's just, they find a way to win.
That's the thing, is you look at it and go, you know, there's been nothing other than kind of their two wins against, you know, Charlotte and South Carolina State, where you
sure
go, those are games where you expect them to kind of have big results. So the other ones, there's nothing that kind of, you know, blows your doors off, but it is worth noting that, yeah, they beat Kentucky when Kentucky was doing pretty well, and then, you know, they don't normally do very well against Texas A&M, and they beat them last week. So that's one of those where you go, so yeah, it's not pretty, and it's not like it's wins where you go, ooh, look at that one, but it's also wins where they've beaten some people that you weren't expecting them to beat or do well or haven't had success against in the past. So you go, okay, so I guess they're a little bit dangerous.
Texas A&M's definitely not as good this year as they were expected to be.
Sure.
But, yeah, South Carolina has a history of not beating Texas A&M. So
right,
to come out and get that win is important for the program. And, yeah, they jumped out, I think, 17-0 to start the game. And then
yep,
Texas A&M kind of whittled it away and had a chance there late, fielded an onside kick, and then took a couple Hail Marys and didn't get it. But, you know, that's to jump out 17-0 in a game like that, that's big. And if they're able to do that, you know, that's going to be a pretty, little bit different if they do that against Missouri than against A&M.
And I think speaking to what you talked about a little bit earlier, from the standpoint of, you go, it's nothing where you look at it and go, wow, that's amazing, or that's incredible about this team. I think let's start with their quarterback, Spencer Rattler. You look at it and you go, okay, yes, they're kind of doing well, but he's a guy who, you know, he's only 124 of 195 passing for, you know, 5 TDs and 8 interceptions this year. So those are not numbers where you look at it and go, wow, those are impressive. That's why they're winning. But I think he's doing just enough to kind of keep them in games and kind of do what they need every once in a while just to keep them dangerous enough.
Right.
So it's kind of like, that's just a perfect example of, like, this team is kind of, maybe they're doing what Missouri wasn't doing a little while ago, was getting those 1 or 2 or 3 plays a game that they needed to. Because you look at it and you go, sometimes you look at the numbers and go, I don't know how they're doing it right now.
Yeah, nothing really jumps out. The passing game with Spencer Rattler is good enough,
right?
I guess. The rushing game, you know, looks a little bit better, I guess, but it's mostly 1.5 guys, kind of. You know, it's not anything amazing. The defense, again, isn't amazing. They're just doing enough.
Right. So if it becomes, again, I think this is kind of the question we might have the whole year with this Missouri team, but if you get into a game where, yeah, South Carolina is kind of doing just enough and maybe their offense is not lights out, it's still going to be a thing is, can Missouri keep up with a team that, right. you know, can they get just enough scores? I don't think I see this one being a 17-14 like last week, but let's say it's in that 27-24 range. Can we see Missouri scoring 27 at this point with the way things are going for them?
I don't think so. I mean, right. like the way, like we're saying with South Carolina, nothing's elite. Missouri's defense is looking elite.
Absolutely.
The defense is
Absolutely.
Really, really good.
Right.
That's why they're in all these games.
Sure.
The offense is bad.
Right.
I mean, just flat out. They've scored 17 in the last two games. They scored, 22 against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And they scored 30 against Abilene Christian and like 50 week one in a nothing game.
Right.
Right. And that's it. Without that 50-point game, their point or average points per game, I think, drops under 20.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's been bad.
Right.
It's not, it doesn't work. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is to fix it. You know.
I guess if you did, you'd be working for them. But,
right.
But I feel like.
It's just been bad.
Again, so it almost kind of, and again, I don't want to put this all on Brady Cook because I don't think it's necessarily all his fault, but I almost feel like this feels like let's say that Missouri starts off and doesn't do anything their first two series, which we've seen them do plenty of times.
Right.
So at what point do you just try to shake things up just for the sake of shaking them up? I mean, do we feel like this is a horn game or no? Because I feel like, you know, it's almost like if you are looking for answers and you are trying to figure out why can't we do this consistently or why can't we replicate that first drive we had against Vandy or the certain drives we had where we were able to move the ball against certain people, at what point do you just go, we got to try something different? And that's the easiest place to start.
So the way I'm thinking about it is I don't think it's all Brady's fault, right?
Right.
It's been talked about a little bit this week. Coach Drinkwitz said he's not opposed to the idea of not being the offensive play caller, which
okay.
maybe that's one of the changes.
Sure.
Where you say, look, somebody else, just the OC, take the second half,
right.
whatever. I don't know if putting in Sam Horn, even if he's incredible, is going to solve that much.
Okay.
Because the offensive line just isn't giving Brady at any time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the best quarterback in the world. If you only have half a second on a play,
right, right.
nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you have to run for your life every down, it doesn't matter how good you are because every play is off script and everything's not going as planned.
Sure.
So, I mean, even if Sam Horn's incredible, if you put him in there and he's instantly got three free rushers on him every single play,
right.
he's not going to look good either.
Sure.
I mean, I think if you get to a point where the offense, you know, looks bad again and you're down a couple of scores, maybe the easiest solution is to have Eli give up play calling for, you know, the second half or
right.
the quarter or whatever, just to see if that changes anything.
Sure.
But I really don't think, I think Sam Horn has, from what I've heard, earned some reps. And so get him in a game, great. But I don't think that honestly changes that much about Missouri's offense, just because I don't think he would be set up to succeed.
Right. So, again, I think it's worth noting that, you know, we thought that maybe, okay, this was going to be one of those gettable games. I think it still kind of is a gettable game.
I think so.
So how much pressure is on them maybe to get this gettable game? Because, again, we're not talking about, you know, two ranked opponents weeks after this.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't get this one and you go to 3-5, then all of a sudden that 3-5 can become 3-7. Then you're going to, New Mexico State going, you know, we got to have this to salvage things at this point. I think I did hear some rumblings this week about, okay, what can Missouri do to get bowl eligible? I don't think that can be part of the conversation right now. I think it has to be win as many as we can just for winning's sake at this point.
On the bowl eligible idea, I think you have to win this week.
Sure.
And then, yeah, beat New Mexico State, that gives you 5. And then, what, you've got Tennessee, which looks like a national championship contender.
Right.
So, yeah. Kentucky, which has been very good at times and again lost to South Carolina, you know, has had hiccups, so that is maybe a gettable game. And then Arkansas, which
right.
is another kind of flirting with the rankings
sure.
opponent, right?
Right.
So, like, if you really want to talk bowl contention, you have to win this week. You have to win New Mexico State, and then you probably have to beat Arkansas.
Yeah.
Or Kentucky, one of those two. You know, if you lose this week, then, yeah, you're not getting a bowl because you're not going to win two out of those three, more than likely,
right,
of the final SEC games.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit going into Vandy how that was, you know, coming off a bye week. That was a good week to get everybody kind of healthy, and I think they were kind of, you know, at a little more full strength than we had seen them for a little while. How did they come out of last week? How are we looking, you know, injury-wise going into this one?
Yeah, the injury report dropped about an hour ago before we're talking, and didn't look like there was anything on it, that nothing new, at least. Okay. You know, you've still... Chance Looper is out as he has been for a little bit, you know, so that hurts the receiving room a little, but he wasn't all that involved in the first few weeks anyways, and none of the other guys were really regulars.
Sure. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point. In another of these kind of must-win games, do the Tigers get the win?
Missouri's defense kept them in it enough to have an opportunity to beat Georgia and Florida. I think they'll give him enough of a chance against South Carolina. As an Oklahoma State alum, I don't think Spencer Rattler's very good just from his time at Oklahoma,
right?
Having seen him there. So I'll say Missouri's defense is able to hold them in the game enough, and Missouri wins 21-17.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey. That's McAravey. Thanks for listening.